Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Friday, December the 8th. Coming up, we're going to hear from a Kent woman going to Princess Kate's carol service at Westminster Abbey today. Plus, we have a look ahead to Gillingham's game as they make the long trip to Barrow. And Watson's Sam Laurie has a roundup of everything going on in Kent over the weekend. But first, our top story today is that a man has been arrested following the death of a seven-year-old boy in a suspected hit and run in Folkestone. William Brown Jr. was knocked down as he went to retrieve a football on Sandgate Esplanade on Wednesday. Police have confirmed a 49-year-old man from the Dymchurch area has been taken into custody. Well, this comes as Will's dad has paid tribute, describing his son as an absolute cracker. Will Brown Sr. has spoken to Sophia Aiken from our colleagues at KMTV. Just a warning, this is a difficult listen.
I'd like to say that everyone should cherish their children, because you never know what's going to happen. At any point, you just got to cherish your kids and get them and hug them and pull them in and tell them that you love them. And I know Will's looking down on us and he's fine. I know he's at peace, he's a man of peace, I know he's peaceful. And I just want to say thanks to my son for 7 years of just pure joy and happiness and kindness and warmth that he brought so many people, all the family, his school friends, anyone that he met. He was a laugh, he was a cracker, he was an absolute cracker. He just brought so much life and he just brought the party, you know. And you know, we still haven't found really truthfully what happened, and I really need that, the family needs that to put it to rest.
What was your son like?
He was just full of life, laughter, love. He was always smiling, he was always, you know, having the banter. He had so much energy and he was just infectious, like the spirit that he brought. And you know, words can't explain what that boy meant to the whole circle of people that he was involved with. I just want to say thanks to Will for 7 amazing years, being the best son ever, being so infectious, being so loving. And wherever you are now, Will, we're looking down if you can hear us. I love you with all my heart. Son, I'll never forget you. And I pray that the pain disappears over time for everyone involved and all the family. And again, I can't say enough, cherish your children, because you never know what's going to happen. Yesterday, I had two beautiful children. Today I've got one beautiful daughter who's 6 years old, and they were pretty much joint at the hip. And now I've got issues, so many problems and issues to deal with there. We've got to support and love her. So yeah, just pull your kids in close, man. Pull your kids in close, tell them you love them. Put all your family in close, anyone that you love, get them in close. They're really important.
We will, of course, keep you updated on this story, and you can find out the very latest by heading to the website.
Kent Online News.
A body has been found as police search for a man missing from Maidstone. 34-year-old Billy Wood had been reported missing on Wednesday. A body was found in the Buckland Hill area last night. The death is not being treated as suspicious. A former Kent cricketer has been cleared of sexual assault after being accused of groping a barmaid in a Maidstone pub. A court was told Matt Coles tried to help a member of staff when she tripped and fell in August of 2021. Well, it took the jury just an hour to clear the 33-year-old from London Road. He says it's cast a shadow over his career and he wants to get back to playing. A drunk ex-soldier from Ashford who crashed into a tree before biting a police officer has avoided being sent to prison. A court heard Ashmit Limbu reacted abusively and aggressively after being traced to his home by police. The 29-year-old from Beachholm Drive must now do 200 hours of unpaid work and pay court costs. Celebrities, including Johnny Depp and Nick Cave, are expected to be at Shane McGowan's funeral today. The Pogue singer, who was born in Tunbridge Wells, is being laid to rest in Ireland after a procession through the streets of Dublin. He died last month at the age of 65. Now, next today, and a 16-year-old girl says she's worried she'll miss out on getting support from youth workers after the council cut funding for youth services. Jasmine Manning from Swanscombe is homeschooled and has been using services run by Gifted Young Generation, which include performing arts workshops. Now she's concerned she'll miss out on friendships as well and the experiences that the group has to offer. Well, Jasmine has been speaking to our reporter, Joe Crossley.
We're basically just talking about gig, like as teenagers, how it is and the struggles. But also I've been able to be in loads of shows with different types of people. And also one of our coaches is Leanne Jones, and she was in lots of theatres, which is amazing. So we've got lots of experience from her. And also we've been talking to politics and all types of people. It's amazing.
And what's your fear now that cuts have been announced and it's going ahead, that maybe you can lose the youth group? Or, well, tell me a little bit about that.
My fear is that after I leave, as I'm homeschooled, or if it gets shut down, as I'm homeschooled, I won't be able to go to people when I'm in need, or I won't have as many friends. I'm scared that I'll lose the people, or I'll lose the experiences that I've been given, and that really terrifies me.
And what do some of the people who use gig services that you kind of talk to, what's their feeling as well?
Well, some of them, I've only been going for a year now, but some of them have been going since they were like 12 and now they're 18. And that's like a big chunk of their life. So it's like they're losing their family, the thing that they rely on. And it's really disheartening.
Your group went along to protests and stuff like that, and put a lot of work into stopping it. I'm guessing, you know, everybody feels a little bit like that at the moment.
Yeah, we're all very passionate about it, showing that we have gone to many protests. We've gone through emails after emails after emails to people. We have posted every single day, just trying to get in touch with people to see if they can help, because this is our family and we're also passionate about it.
Just tell me a little bit about what you think about the family hub system as well, whether you think it would work or you really don't want to go to them. What do you make of it?
I personally don't think it'll work, because it's loads of sections, like loads of different hubs being put together, and it doesn't make any sense at all. And also, like, I feel like youth won't be able to reach out to the youth workers, because we don't know them on a personal level like we do with the gig.
You can read Joe's report in full by heading to Kent Online today. Kent County Council are going to be setting up family hubs instead.
Kent Online reports.
A pedestrian rail crossing near Faversham, where children have been spotted playing football on the tracks, could be closed permanently. The crossing is at Tenham and is currently shut temporarily, but the County Council has rejected an application by Network Rail to divert the public right of way. However, despite residents wanting the route to be reopened, it's thought Network Rail will apply for a full legal closure. A waste collector has been fined after repeatedly dumping rubbish on farmland near Ashford. Despite being registered, he wasn't taking items to an authorised site. A court was told waste had been taken to Walterhouse Farm in Woodchurch around a dozen times. The farm owner has also been fined. Meantime, what's thought to be asbestos waste has been dumped in a nature reserve in North Kent. The corrugated sheeting was found found at Burham Down, along with tiles and slates, council bosses say they are aware. Now, the founder of a Kent charity that supports young carers is going to be representing the county at a carol service at Westminster Abbey this evening. Jan Hall from Crossroads will be joining the Princess of Wales at the Together at Christmas event. Guests from more than 100 charities in the UK will be attending, along with various members of the royal family. And Kate has been speaking to Jan.
Crossroads is a charity that supports carers of all ages. So that's adult carers as well as young carers. I personally support the young carers. And the Young Carers Project started in 2002 with just six young carers. We're currently today supporting just around 350, but obviously over that 20 years, we've supported hundreds and hundreds of young people.
And I understand because of the work that you've been doing in the community, you've now been invited to the Together at Christmas ceremony at Westminster Abbey. First of all, what does that feel like to get that recognition?
Well, it's quite amazing, actually. I've been doing the role for sort of 20 odd years, and actually to have that invitation there, I'm absolutely privileged and honoured to go.
Does it make you feel like, obviously you must find the job that you do quite rewarding in the fact that you get to help young people in the community, but is it helpful to know as well that other people there are out there and they are appreciating the work that you're doing?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we work with lots of different organisations. We're supported very strongly by our local Rotary clubs. We work with other charities that support young people and families. And we work together to offer the best support for children and families. And it's lovely to think that there's going to be lots of other people there present that are doing similar roles out there in the community and supporting children, young people and families.
What do you know about the event so far? Have you been given any details about how it's going to run or who you might see?
I've had my invitation through, which is amazing. I know where to go and just, when I've got to be seated and what to wear. No hats or fascinators.
And nervous, excited? Are you a mix of both?
All of the above. Yes, definitely. Yeah, my husband's actually going to come down and meet me afterwards. But obviously I've got to travel down from Kent on the train to get there and stuff. But I'm really excited about it.
It'll be shown on ITV on Christmas Eve.
Kent Online reports.
Former staff at an historic paper mill in Chatham won't receive a payout after it was revealed the building is going to be sold for housing. It's been marked for potential redevelopment and could be worth millions of pounds. Well, the Chatham Paper Mill Company owes £6 million to ex-employees and other businesses. There's another call for businesses in Kent to say how they've been impacted by Eurostar trains no longer stopping in the county. This is a story we've reported on the podcast several times now, where services haven't collected passengers from Ebbsfleet or Ashford International stations since the pandemic. The local and county councils say the international line could bring huge economic benefits to Kent, and they're calling for the trains to return. Shoppers in Raynham have reported seeing a water leak inside a former Wilko. The store was closed in September after the company went into administration. Now, rumours suggest the building in the precinct could become a B&M. Well, its landlord has been contacted for a comment. Now, all of the presents you very kindly donated to the Give a Gift appeal on our sister radio station, KMFM, have now been delivered to children across Kent. They're going to young people in hospitals, care or less fortunate situations this Christmas. Let's hear from some of those who've received the presents you donated.
My name is Michelle Williams and I work at the Wayfield Children and Family Hub. We're part of Family Solutions for Medway Council, and we support all of Medway families and children that are just having a little bit of difficulties at the time. We know that there's lots of hardship out there at the moment, lots of financial crisis going on, and families, parents are finding it really, really difficult to give children a really lovely Christmas. So for us to be able to help them and give them a present so they've got something to open under the tree is just going to be amazing. One of Medway's ethos is that every child matters, and I think this just really, really emphasises the fact that every child really matters and we want them all to feel special at Christmas time. I just want to say a massive thank you. Actually, I don't think they probably realise how much of a difference they're going to make into some really little people's lives and actually make them realise that Christmas is special and they do matter.
I think the presents are amazing. So thank you so much to everyone who's donated. It will make such a difference, not only to our children in foster care, but also we have day pupils at our school. So I think it's amazing. It means that everyone will get a really nice present this Christmas. So I think it's great. So thank you so much.
Over the Christmas period, obviously, it's very hard for families to not be with their loved ones, opening presents Christmas morning in their own houses. So having these donations just means the world to us, because we can provide Christmas stockings that the nurses give out overnight, and then Father Christmas comes in Christmas morning, and then we just distribute the bigger presents, so everyone's able to have something and to put a smile on their face.
How busy will you guys be on Christmas Day morning?
Extremely busy. If it's anything now, like now, the ward will be absolutely chock-a-block. I'd like to thank everyone that's donated. It just means the world to us, and I hope everyone has a lovely Christmas with their families and a safe and healthy new year.
So we're at Eleanor Hospice in Gravesend. I'm Gemma Kemp, the Corporate Partnerships Manager here at Eleanor, and we are a hospice that looks after people of all ages across North Kent and Bexley. So the gifts will be going to the families that we look after. So we look after people living with a life-limiting illness, and they'll also go to their siblings as well. So it'll make a huge difference to the families that we support. All of these gifts will actually be given out to our families at our Christmas celebration, which is happening in a couple of weeks' time. So just before Christmas, families will come all together, which is brilliant. We're able to do that again now, and they'll be given out by Santa, which is fantastic, and they absolutely love it. They go home with handfuls of gifts, which is amazing. Thank you for making a difference. You will be making a huge difference, making people smile this Christmas and just filling these people's lives with joy and memories that they can keep forever. So thank you so much.
And we can also reveal today an incredible almost 14,000 gifts were donated as part of that appeal. A huge thank you from all of us. A contractor's been picked to help build the new Lower Thames Crossing near Gravesend. A French engineering firm have been awarded the contract to bore the tunnels, which will be 2.6 miles long and link Kent and Essex. It's expected to open by 2030 and it's going to cost around £9 billion. And a really cute one, two lion cubs that have been hand-reared at a Kent wildlife park after their mum died have been moved into a public enclosure for the first time. Zemo and Zala have been cared for by Howlett's owner Damien Aspinall since June. It's hoped the six-month-old cubs will eventually be sent back to the wild. And now with a roundup of everything going on in Kent this weekend, here's What's On's Sam Laurie.
It might be cold outside, but that doesn't mean you can't grab your winter coat and head out to explore what's going on in Kent this weekend. If you're still trying to get your kids to behave themselves in the run-up to Christmas, you can help them secure their spot on the nice list with a trip to visit Santa. This weekend there are lots of Santa's grottos opening up across the county, including Manor Farm in Gravesend, the Rare Breed Centre near Ashford, the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway, and the Sevenoaks Bookshop. These pop-up grottos, as well as some of Kent's biggest festive attractions such as Bluewater's Winterland, Rochester Christmas Market and Kent Life near Maidstone, give your little ones a chance to meet the big man himself and really soak up the Christmas magic. And you can get some adorable photos with the whole family with Father Christmas to take home, so it's a win-win. There are also some fantastic pantos opening this weekend, so if you haven't already booked your tickets, there's still time. The Stag Theatre in Sevenoaks, the Central Theatre in Chatham, Lees Cliff Hall in Folkestone, the Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells, the Sarah Thorne Theatre in Broadstairs, and the new Orchard West Theatre in Dartford all open up for the panto season over the next couple of days. So warm up your vocal cords, pick up a programme in the foyer and get ready for a fun-filled family show. And don't forget, we've got a full guide to all of Kent's best pantos up on Kent Online and What's On if you want to find out more. There are also a few delightful Christmas concerts to check out this weekend, including the Candlelight Christmas Experience, where you can hear all of your favourite festive tunes performed by a string quartet in the candlelight. And that's at All Saints Church in Maidstone and St Stephen's Church in Tunbridge this weekend. And for something a little different, the Feeling frontman Dan Gillespie Sells will be performing a special one-off show with the Neptunes Choir as they perform a Christmas show at the Great Hall at Kent College in Canterbury on Saturday. So that's a quick roundup of just some of the things going on over the weekend, but make sure you check the What's On website to find out all of Kent's latest festive events over the next couple of weeks.
Kent Online Sports.
Football and Gillingham's game against Barrow this weekend has been called off. It's because of a waterlogged pitch at Barrow. However, you will still be able to follow match action at Kent Online over the weekend. Tomorrow, the team are going to be covering Barnet versus Maidstone United, Ebbsfleet versus Bishop Stortford and Dartford against Yeovil. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. And to sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. Don't forget, whilst you're on the site today, you can check out the latest review from our secret drinker. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back with the podcast on Monday.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.